Blog Talk Radio.
Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Whistle, baby. Here we go. And I'm betting you like girls to give love to girls and stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre. Who in the hell done paved the road wider? There's only one blow and one rider. I'm a damn chain, order more champagne. Pull a damn hamstring, tryna put it on ya. Let your lips spin back around, come up. Slow it down, baby, take a look. Blow my whistle, baby, whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, whistle, baby? Here we go. Charlotte don't even know she can get in it for the low. Told me she not a pro, it's okay, it's under control. Show me Soprano, cause girl, you can handle. Baby, we start something, you come up in bar clothes. Girl, I'm new, so my Bugatti the same nose. Show me your perfect bitch, you got it, my banjo. Talented with your lips like you blew out a candle. So amusing, know you can make it whistle with the music. Hope you ain't got no issues, you can do it. Even if it's no bitch, you never lose it. Can you blow my whistle, baby, whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, whistle, baby? Here we go.
Shut the fuck up. So, how's everybody doing out there tonight? I know I'm doing well. I've had a very nice week of work. I just learned last week that two very, very, very awesome performers and Grammy winners are making their way towards the Memphis area in the next few months for two big concerts at the FedEx Forum. And one is Bruno Mars, and another is Katy Perry, both of which I will be going to see, or at least will be trying to go see. It depends, you know, how my money goes, you know, how money is. But anyway, on to what I primarily talk about, and that is professional wrestling. So, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about tonight. I am just going to go flat out based on instinct, okay? And I am going to start. I'm just gonna cut it totally random tonight, totally comedic, totally random. I'm not gonna do it with any paper, any pen, any nothing. So if I do something that you don't expect, and it kind of gets you off guard, fuck you. Sorry if you can't take a joke. Anyway, let's start with this. So, did anybody see Dave Bautista's return this week? I'm sure there are a lot of fans out there that are happy. And my question is, I mean, I myself, you know, even though not really being a Bautista fan, was pretty happy to see him. You know, just walk out on the stage and see the atmosphere and see the response that he got. But my question is, how long is it going to take for Bautista to become overrated and shoved down our throats like John Cena? Yeah, that's a good question. How long is it going to take for people to start complaining about Dave Bautista? Makes you think, doesn't it? It really makes you think. And it just goes to show that, once again, like I've been saying all the time, smart marks don't have a clue what they want. I mean, they shouldn't even be called wrestling fans. These are disgraces to wrestling fans. So, with that being said, if there's anybody that is trying to call into the show tonight, I apologize, but I'm on my phone tonight. I cannot really see anything because if I want to use the internet, my internet headset, to be able to use Skype to use for this show, I would have to use my phone to turn the internet off of. And when I'm on my phone, it's kind of I can't use the internet when I'm in an active phone call. So right now, I'm in an active phone call, and I'm not able to use the internet because it cuts my internet off because my signal is being used. So that means I have to use my phone to be able to talk to you guys. Otherwise, if I do try to use my headset with the internet that I have right now, it would blink, it would lag, it would shut on, shut off. I don't want to put you guys through that, and I don't want to put myself through that. Especially for me, because it's kind of annoying. But at least for me, we have the Royal Rumble coming up this Sunday. For me, it's not just the Royal Rumble. For me, it's a double night of duty this Sunday. This Sunday, it will be the Royal Rumble, and it will be the Grammys, both on one night. It sucks to me, doesn't it? It sucks to not only be a wrestling fan, but a music fan as well. And some of my favorite artists and performers are either nominated or performing, so I kind of have to watch that too. So I don't know what I'm going to do. But I guess what I'm going to have to do is switch back and forth to my original plan to, you know, watch both the Royal Rumble and the Grammys. If they have the Royal Rumble up, sorry guys, been a long week at work. Have the Royal Rumble up on my computer, and also have the Grammys up on my television. But I'm sure, yeah, matter of fact, let's go ahead and get this out of the way now. There's a lot of people that are complaining that Daniel Bryan is being buried. Didn't I touch on this a couple of weeks ago when I said Daniel Bryan was not being buried? Do any of you even know what the term buried means? If you know what it means to be buried, then please feel free to tweet me on Twitter, and I'll plug it in a second. Feel free to tweet me on Twitter or personal message me on Facebook. Hell, post it to my wall. And if your post is good enough, I will share it with the rest of the wrestling world. And I will share it with some wrestling veterans that I know personally. No, they're not mainstream, so don't get your hopes up, you jackasses. But what I am listening to is, and this is for the good fans, too. If any of you know what it truly means to be buried, then feel free to either tweet it to me or personal message me on Facebook about it. Hang on a second. Sorry, I phone backing up. Anyway, now I will plug in my Twitter page once again. That is lowercase x, Chris F, all caps, C-H-R-I-S-F, that's all caps, and then another lowercase x. And don't forget the at the beginning. That's at x, Chris F, x. Find me, tweet me. If you like the show, tell me. If you don't, tell me so I can cuss you out. Ha 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 ha. Matter of fact, if you don't like the show, don't bother telling me, okay? Because I don't give a shit what you have to say. As a matter of fact, as far as I'm concerned, if you don't like what I have to say, if you don't like me defending John Cena, if you don't like me, if you don't like people, if rational thoughts and facts and logic and people who actually use their fucking brains instead of talking out of their ass, if those things don't penetrate your mind at all, douse yourself in gasoline and light a match for all I care, because I don't give a shit. You will never, ever get. You're like most smart marks in the world. You're never, ever happy. You never get it. You're incapable of seeing the bigger picture. Especially if you're some 15 to 22-year-old, fat, pathetic, unshaven, burger-flipping, incest porn, jacking off to loser who wants John Cena dead. And the Attitude Era back. Fuck you. Now, anyway, what I really need to be doing is finding some things to talk about, but it's kind of hard to find some things to talk about when I'm not able to be on Facebook. I don't know. What I would say is, as far as, like I said, I was just starting to talk about the Royal Rumble and Daniel Bryan's burial. Sorry, guys, I'm trying to get back on track here. No one, none of you, nine times out of ten, and none of you know what it truly means to be held back. All right, let me tell you this. Let me tell you what the WWE will do to Daniel Bryan or Dolph Ziggler, because I'm going to bring him up too, since while it's on my mind. Let me tell you what the WWE would do if they really wanted to bury these people. If the WWE really wanted to bury these people, they would have them either A, on NXT, jobbing to youngers down in NXT developmental. Listen, I'm just going to keep it short and sweet. You would be kept off television. None of your matches would be seen. The world would not hear from you ever again, probably, if the WWE wanted to bury you. Either that, or they would sit you at home until your contract expires, and then they would fire you. That's what being buried is. Sorry. But, I mean, isn't it funny, people? You know, you got these. I mean, check it out. Let me imitate them right now. I'm going to spit at John Cena. You can't wrestle. Yeah? And I suppose you can? Yeah, I can wrestle better than John Cena. How many matches have you had? Shut the fuck up. All right, and with that being said, guys, let's take a little music break, like I do all the time, every week, because I can. And this song that I'm going to play for the time being is by a just recently broken up group of three very cool guys that I personally respect. And, you know, I'm not exactly, you know, a big diehard fan of theirs, but I do love and respect them. And I was really sad to see them, you know, decide that they were going to go their separate ways. So have a listen to this song. Some of you might know it. And ladies, if you get the message, do what the song says. Baby, push your pom-poms down for me.
Woo! 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 Oh!
I'm doing this on my show simply because I can. And it's entertaining. How you like this, Smart Mark? You like it? See, I can have fun. I'm not negative and cynical like you guys.
An earthquake. Every time you come around, you say yeah. Every time it feels like a revival. So get up right now. More than love when your hands are free. Baby, put your pom-poms down for me. One, two, three. Baby, push it up.
And I know what the problem is taking, people. What does this have to do with Smart Marks? Nothing. I'm just fucking around. This is my show, and I can do whatever I want. Have some fun. And all the Smart Marks, if you are listening, fuck you. I can have fun. I can do whatever I want. I'm not going to bash John Cena like you do. I don't spend my time bashing John Cena. I spend my time bashing you guys. Jackasses, morons, fat fucks, probably can't even get any pussy, never seen a tit, jackass, Smart Marks. Yes, I said it. I can say tit on the radio because it's my show. I can do whatever. I can say whatever the fuck I want. Fuck you, motherfuckers. You didn't get slick.
Feels like a revival. So get up right now. Get up time. Whenever we hands are free. Baby, put your pop up there for me. Come on, baby.
Oh, how about somebody else that is hated by the... How about somebody that I compare John Cena to just about every week? Somebody else that whose hate is pretty much on the same level, who has the same things in common with John Cena. The only difference is he's a lot younger and he's a lot dumber. Yeah, Justin Bieber, bitches. Take that shit and shove it up your ass. Alright, that's enough of the music. Anyway, I want to say something about Dave Bautista. First of all, to all his fans, and to all the people that are praising him right now, let me ask you something. Do you love Dave Bautista but hate John Cena? If you do, you are a fucking moron. Let me tell you why. You guys think John Cena can't wrestle? Let me tell you something about Dave Bautista. Dave Bautista is Bill Goldberg version 2, alright? I mean, he's not good in the ring. He was never good in the ring. And Bill Goldberg, that guy's horrible. Yet everybody gets off on him and says he's the best person that ever happened to the wrestling business. That's another point right there. And that shows that Smart Marks are motherfucking morons. And matter of fact, I don't even have to say it by myself. I got my buddies Beavis and Butthead in the building with me. You guys, you there? Yeah. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, Smart Marks. Yeah, they're like, so damn. Smart Marks? Yeah, but you know, those guys who are, they're the only things in the world that make us look smarter. Yeah, that's right. Aren't those fat losers that complain about everything on professional wrestling and take it to a point of wanting people dead and stuff like that? Yeah, my dad. Yeah. Don't they spank their monkeys like you? Shut up, my dad. I'm just saying. It's so cold in the deep. Anyway. Yeah, You guys make us look smart. Yeah, I know, Beavis. They make us look 12 times smarter than we actually are. And we're still in high school, and we'll probably be in high school the rest of our lives. Whoa. Check it out, Beavis. We've been in high school since the first season of our show years ago. We're smarter than they are. I know, but really, most of them probably didn't even graduate high school. They're probably high school dropouts. Burger flipping losers. Oh, yeah. Hey, wait a minute, Beavis. We're burger flippers. No, we're not. Beavis, Burger World. Damn it. Ow! What? Dumbass. Damn it, Beavis. Stop it. I'll kick your ass. I'll kick your ass. Asshole. Bunghole. Turd butler. Okay, guys, okay. Boys. Let's get on this straight, all right? You guys might be burger flippers, but the thing about it is, at least you guys have jobs. 90% of smart marks don't have jobs and live in mommy's basement. You guys live by yourselves with jobs, and you're in high school. Whoa. Never thought of it that way, Chris.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. I'm a big fan of you guys, and I know we're having that party later on, and I promise you guys some real chicks, some real, real, real-life chicks, not like the one that you're chasing after, not like the ugly skanks that you chase after on TV, and I'm going to bring them to you after the show ends. So just go head down to the crib, and I will bring them to you, okay? Thanks a lot, Chris.
Yeah, chicks.
Okay, now that we are really done, people, anybody want to listen to one more song by some good friends of mine? Of course you do. And this song is dedicated to all CM Punk fans who, for some reason, love him 1 second and turn on him the next. And I'm playing music simply because I can. Ha ha. Fuck you, smarts. It's a traitor. All right, it's not bad. But in my last 5 minutes, guys, I want to tell you, I want to give you guys, I don't know if I told you about this, but my friend Janelle's father has been recently diagnosed with cancer, and he's having surgery tomorrow. So I need you guys to do me a huge favor, all right? I need you guys to please, you know, pray for him. Keep me your thoughts, keep me your mind, keep me your lives, do whatever you got to do. And please also pray for her as well, because she's very depressed and going through a lot and very stressed, and she's even had thoughts of taking her own life, and I don't want to see her. I don't want to see anything happen to her, guys. So, and this girl means the world to me. So please, please, keep her in mind and your thoughts. All right, her name is Snow. Please, please keep her in your thoughts and your prayers. All right, thank you. I appreciate it. And also this week, my beautiful grandmother, turned 84. So I want you guys to, if you guys have my contact information, my Twitter information, and my Facebook information, please tweet me a happy birthday wish to her, all right? She turned 84 this week, and it's a little late, but I know she would still appreciate the birthday wishes. So please do. She's 84. She's a great woman and a strong woman. Show them some love for me, please. Thank you. But, I also want to take this time to address somebody that I used to call my best friend that left me, that pretty much sold me up the river for a guy. I'm not going to put her name out there because I'm not going to give her any notice, and I'm not going to, I don't want random people messaging her. But if she knows who she is, if she's listening, then this song right here that you're hearing by a band that I introduced you to, a band that you went to see twice, one time on their own tour and another time on a co-headlining tour with Three Doors Down, this song that they have right here, it's called Traitor. Exactly what you are, a traitor. I trusted you. And this, if anybody out there who has had that one best friend, that one person that they never thought was stabbed in the back, that one person that they never thought would ever walk out on them, that they would always be there for them for basically life, but betrayed them, you know how I feel. I'm taking this time because it's my show and I can do this, to address this matter. You are a traitor. I was always there for you. I was your friend. I was ready to put you first before everything because I love you that much. But apparently you don't think about it. Apparently you just brush me off like I'm nothing. Because so far, what I've seen is you're still living your life and you don't even think about me. So I think that is. And I hope every time you hear Doctor on the radio that it makes you feel some type of way. But with that being said, people, and I also hope that every time you watch a wrestling match, it makes you feel some type of way too, because I'm the one that got you into that too. I'm the reason that John Cena knows who you are. With that being said, people, I appreciate y'all listening to the show. Thank you guys for listening, for supporting me, for always being there. To all the real people, to all the real fans, you guys fucking rock. To all the smart marks, drink bleach. All right, people, that is enough, and I will see you guys next week. Later. Wait, still got 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, later, Gators.